You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 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 testing.
Sounds good to me.
Testing, testing.
That's enough, it sounds good.
Testing.
No more. Sounds good.
Testing.
It's going to be tough to follow our last podcast.
Well, you're driving me nuts already.
Why?
Why would you say that?
Because it was so good.
Oh my God.
But we're going to do it.
Why was it good?
You know, first of all, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
I said it's going to be tough to follow our last podcast, but we're going to easily do it because what?
It doesn't make sense.
No, we're going to.
What's on here?
What do you mean what's on there?
Some kind of sugar or something.
I don't know. Anyhow, listen, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. We're back live to tape from our dining room in Hillsborough. You know, we got to do a show in studio with guests. Maybe I'll set it up for next week.
Yeah, do it next week when I'm not here.
Oh, next week you're leaving?
Yeah. Do it next week when I'm not here. No, that's a good idea.
Oh, man. I might have to get the babysitter if I get work next week.
Yeah. You might have to.
Oh, shitteth bodideth. Oh, my goodness.
How are you going to do it? It's a week.
Peacefully.
Monday through Friday. I'll be back Friday night.
I'm going to do it serene, peaceful. Oh, I'm working in Long Island next weekend. That weekend.
You're working on Long Island.
Oh,
in Manhattan,
shit.
On Long Island.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to do this. All right. Anyhow, let's get
what,
started.
What, next weekend?
Not this weekend. This weekend I'm in Ohio.
Right, no, next weekend. So what, you have a Thursday night?
No, Friday and Saturday.
So then you're fine.
What? What am I going to do? What time do you get home Friday?
I'll probably be home around 8:30.
So what am I going to do with rain until 8:30?
I'll figure it out.
Oh, okay, good. Remember that, folks. She said she'll figure it out.
Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo-hoo. She'll figure it out.
Listen, I'll have her go to Renee's or something. Then I'll pick her up.
Because I have to leave in the day.
I know.
It's Long Island.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
You're worried.
I'm not worried.
You're very worried.
All right, let's get started. People don't want to hear this kind of bullshit. They want to hear real stuff. So let's do real stuff. What real stuff do you have?
Well, I was thinking we should do a podcast today. Our podcast today should be on things we're not good at. Let's both discuss things we're not good at.
That's stupid. That's negative.
I know, but...
There's not too many things I'm not good at.
This is why I feel like a force. Remember I gave you... I've been trying to give Rich some little tips and tricks to life.
Oh, yeah.
Make his life easier.
Thank you. At my age, Bonnie's going to give to make my life easier.
No, I mean, not to make your life easier, to psychologically break you down into the person that I want.
This is the package, you know.
It can't be.
It's too late.
You think
after 13 years, all of a sudden, look, I've been a lot nicer the last couple of days. After you started that big fight last week. What night was that? Oh, Thursday. I said, let me take Bonnie out Thursday night.
Do you want to get into that fight?
No, I don't want to get into it because it's stupid to bring up the past negative stuff. You know, you love doing that. I don't. I like to move
forward.
Excuse me? That's when last podcast you talked about stuff that got you mad.
No, I started off with, I wanted us to both stop it. You know what? The truth. Stop it. Right. You're doing, you always say like, I push your buttons. That's all you do. You only, you're only happy when things are bouncing off the walls in terms of, you know.
That's not true.
You like it when it's just emotional chaos in here.
Not at all. I love when there's peacefulness and
even
harmony.
With Raina, I see you doing it.
Me and Raina had fun last night.
You will never agree with anyone because you want that. You need that grit, that you need to walk through life like feeling it, I guess. Is that true?
No. I like.
You pushed Raina once, and this is why I came up with this, that you and Raina were roughhousing outside.
She told me to push her, and she said, beat me up.
So you pushed her hard.
Not
on
hard,
the grass.
I pushed her regular.
Okay, in any case, her knee came up and hit her in the head, and she started crying. And she was mad, because you get mad when you get hurt. It's not necessarily anybody's fault. It just is what it is. And you would not say sorry. And I said, even to your kid when she's crying, like, that's a weird stance in life.
I always say sorry, but that in that situation, I wasn't...
You don't always say sorry. You always never say sorry.
That's not true. But anyhow, how's this...
So my point was, so then I said, I want you to go around and just say sorry 5 times a day to people, whether you have to or not. Did you do it?
I haven't left the house yet today.
No, this was weeks ago, I said. Did you do it or not?
No, why would
I just go... Do you want to then apologize to me for not doing it?
No, like, you can't tell... First of all...
I was doing it because you have such a weird thing with the word sorry. And I feel like a lot of people have it now. You know, Luis J. Gomez tweeted, and I love the guy. He's
why do you love him?
I he's different. He's odd. And I like him. He's scrappy. He's entrepreneurial.
He's controversial.
He's funny. He's the very, very best host of
Roast Battle.
Roast Battle. He just, there's nobody could be better at it than him.
Even in L.A.?
Especially in L.A.
Oh.
He just is. He's just very, really, really good at it. Anyway, but he tweeted recently, like, can you imagine apologizing for your comedy? Could you imagine saying, you know, not having enough, you know,
balls,
respect in your own stand-up? I don't know what he, I can't remember the tweet. Something about, and I was like, I do it all the time. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
What, to apologize for your comedy?
Yeah, I mean, if you accidentally offend someone, who cares? Say sorry. What's the big deal? I don't understand what the big deal is about the word sorry. I mean, I am Canadian, so we learned that word before,
because
Mama.
Also, sorry sometimes shows defeat and weakness. And when
does
you
it?
Think, yeah, sometimes I said sometimes, I didn't say all. And if you think you're not wrong, yeah, to diffuse something, you go sorry. It's but now you're pushing down and living with that resentment and anger for something that you believe you weren't wrong in, and the other person now is going, see, that person was wrong. They apologize.
Well, I guess so. I don't see the word as, because sometimes it, like, if Raina fell down and hurt herself, and it was, you know, even though she asked me to push her and I pushed her and she hurt herself, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I would immediately do that.
No,
not
I said,
because it's my fault.
I said to her, are you okay?
Yeah,
are you okay? So there's a difference.
But I'm saying, I would say, it's not like, I'm not admitting it's my fault. I'm just saying, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, no,
you or not. If some, yes, you're saying sorry for, or like if somebody's offended by a joke, sometimes they tell me they're offended and I didn't think of it that way. I'll be like, oh, sorry, I honestly didn't mean to offend somebody.
But
or
everybody's going to be offended by something you say.
I know, but sometimes they're right. There is the occasional time where they're right.
How could they be right if you're the one on stage saying?
Because sometimes you're wrong on stage. That's absolutely true. Times change. Sometimes you fuck up. Sometimes you don't see things the way that you are. Sometimes you're not seeing things from someone else's point of view either. I'm not saying, listen,
but
I'm not asking anyone else to do anything different than they want to do. But I'm just saying, like, there have been times where I've said stuff and then somebody said something to me and I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay,
want
me to tell you something real quick to solve that, what you just said? When you're doing stand-up, you don't see the audience point of view. They're to see your point of view. If you're going to break down 100 or 200 people's point of view.
There's zero learning curve for you as a comedian?
No, don't twist my words.
No, I'm asking if somebody said to you, hey, you know, when you do the joke about midgets, it's demeaning and for a group of people, for what reason? And you go, oh, you know what? You're right. Why am I doing that? Why am I doing such a... That's really punching down, isn't it?
But here's the thing. If you're a hack, you're a hack. That there's a difference. If you're a hacky comic, yeah. But if you're up there and you're a decent comic and you're a professional, decent, and you're saying whatever you're saying, you already know what's right and what's wrong. So if you're doing something that somebody in the audience perceives as wrong, well, that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them.
It could be on you, is what I'm saying.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
Okay. Sorry.
What? I don't agree. And you don't have to be sorry.
I'm sorry that we don't agree.
No. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
I think you're saying like, hey, this is what I believe. But you're so secure in your belief system. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, I'm not... Like, here's the thing. You see a lot of male comedians that preach comedy. That's the greatest comics of all times were preachy.
No.
Comics.
You think Eddie Murphy was preachy? He was as funny as anybody.
No, not Eddie Murphy, but Pryor was preachy.
No.
Sure he was.
Steve Martin wasn't preachy.
No, you're right. He wasn't, and he's in
Bob Newhart, not preachy.
Correct.
Woody Allen, far from preachy.
Correct. Those are the guys
Red
are not
Fox,
on my, I
non-preachy.
Don't know his I don't know his thing.
Well, I'm naming comics in
Bill
history.
Burr. He's preachy. Louis C.K., he's preachy. Chris Rock, he's preachy. No. Chappelle, to some degree, is preachy. I'm not saying they're annoyingly preachy. They're hilarious, funny comedians. I mean, truly the greatest that
you
there is.
You think Chappelle is funny?
The greatest comedians of all time. But they are telling an audience a certain thing about themselves. They're very secure in their beliefs. I just think, like, for me... I don't know why. I'm more of a comedian that's like, is this right? Does this seem correct? I just feel like there's other smarter people. I could probably learn stuff. I'm not that secure in my belief system. I mean, there's, you know, some things I believe, some things but I feel like my mind could be changed.
I'm changing.
I don't know everything there is to know in the world, right? So
I do.
Let's say I go on stage and I do this whole thing about something and somebody comes up to me after and goes, you know, actually, for instance, I do this thing about Fermi's paradox, right? And what if somebody came up to me and was like, actually, here's the way that you're thinking about it wrong because this is a way that people think about it, you know, whatever. I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I'm just an ignoramus putting out some fucking ideas. You know, I'm not an educated person.
I agree with that.
Okay. So, yeah, I could be wrong. So, sorry.
No, but if you're doing something with your opinion, you're never wrong with your opinion. It's your opinion.
I know, but your opinion could be dumb or ignorant
I'm going back to saying if you're...
But I was just saying, wouldn't you want...
A good comic who's been doing it just like... A good professor or a good CEO.
But even a professor could come at it the wrong way or...
Opinions are opinion. You're not wrong with your opinion. It's your opinion. You could be
There's
wrong
no
about
bad
the
opinions.
Facts.
Is it Wizard saying? There's no wrong opinions, just assholes or something? Okay.
I don't know, but you're right, you're dumb.
I'm not saying, you know, listen, I have interesting thoughts all the time that I want to put out there in stand-up form, but I certainly am not. What if you did a joke that somebody else did, and then they go, hey, I do that joke, would you say sorry?
No, I wouldn't say sorry, I would say I probably did it first. I would say... I guarantee I did it before.
What if somebody showed you a clip of Pryor doing it?
I'd say a lot of people think I'm ahead of my time too. That's why I don't watch a lot of comics.
So in your mind, like being wrong to you is a real negative thing. That's,
no, it's not negative. It's, look at, when I'm wrong, I do a 10-step and make, and completely.
You go crazy. You, yeah, you take amends. It too seriously.
No, I make amends as soon as I possibly can when I'm wrong. Okay, I
say, no, but that's like a big wrong. That's like, what if you just like, you know, what if you accidentally bumped into someone at the store? Would you go, oh, sorry? Or would you have to go to make amends? And
I'd go to their house and I'd write them.
I listened. I looked at the security footage.
No, if I bumped into somebody, I would go, excuse me. I wouldn't go, sorry. I'd go, excuse me.
Okay. So but the word sorry is very big deal to you.
Well, if you're sorry, you're sorry. I've said I'm sorry many times when I was sorry. But in stand-up, 99 or 97 and a half out of 100, I'm not sorry. One time I was doing crowd work with somebody who was in a wheelchair, and you're not, you know, they don't want to be seen as any different than anybody else, but I didn't realize that
again, that's... You don't know that.
That's what I've been told by people in wheelchairs.
I know, but that's like such a generalization. I'm also saying like, well, perhaps some people do want to be seen differently than everyone else.
I can feel them out when I know how to read people.
Okay, let's hear this.
I'm very seldomly off when it comes to reading people. I've been doing it for 34 years.
I know, but you know my theory on it.
34
years. My theory is that you can't read people, which is what makes you such a great stand-up.
No.
Because no matter what they're doing, you're just doing your thing anyway.
Yes, but I'm not going to cry. If somebody has like a half a ear, I'm not going to say, oh, you know, you can only hear me three quarters or
you
whatever.
Would say that. That's no, exactly no, what you would
no,
say.
No, I would never go after a deformed, something that's, you're deformed, you know. I would never attack somebody.
Richard, I've seen it.
No, you've never seen that.
You've said
no.
Very funny things to people who
no.
have
no.
issues.
No. Maybe I have said very funny things, but I could tell it didn't bother them. Because I could
okay, so then that's different. So you would say some of those things
if they
right. If they're not crying at your first
no. If
you push a little, poke a little, see how they act.
The funniest bit is
okay. Here we go. This is exactly so.
Key and Peele, the one they did about that.
Oh my god, so funny.
That's probably one of the funniest sketches
Key and Peele
ever.
Are genius. That show, amazing. So one of their bits is that they're doing crowd work. And
no, one guy.
The guy is doing crowd work, and he's being mean to everyone in the audience. And then
the insult comic or something.
Yes, and then
this burn victim.
He's like, do me.
It's so funny.
Yeah, Google that up.
Key and Peele.
That's so
the
funny.
The insult comic. He's like, do me.
Oh, my God. The guy's like, woo.
It's one of the funniest.
It is true.
Sketches.
Like, I've had that situation happen before where you suddenly realize the person you're talking to. I've had it where I've realized the person I'm talking to is mentally disabled in some way.
Oh, yeah. I back off. If they're mentally disabled,
I go in
you
hard.
Can tell.
I go in hard.
No. What I do, if I think somebody is that, and the audience, I go, oh, are you drinking alcohol?
Yeah.
They say yes. Then I go, oh, you know.
Oh, by the way, that's not a clear indication that they're.
I go, do you, you know, drive or work or whatever. If they're drinking alcohol.
Or you do some clues. What kind of bus did you take to school? Just curious.
No.
I'm just curious.
I try to do
clues. Lots of times I ask people if they're on medication.
Hey, this time thing is different than before. I can't even tell
Rich,
how much time we've been doing this.
Okay, let's talk about
new.
Things we're not good at.
No. He set this up new. Look at the time. Thing right
Rich,
here.
Rich,
look,
if we go back.
Right there. The time used to be right there. There's,
well, it's recording.
I know, but he set it up different now. We had our.
But we've never done one single podcast where you haven't been like, hey, this isn't working.
That's
right.
Not true. You're exaggerating. We've done. I've never said that. I say that one out of every 20 podcasts.
Oh!
Or 25. She's having an orgasm.
That's my dice. Oh.
Why don't you talk? Do you want to talk about and what you think somebody said and the
no,
reason?
No,
why not?
No, I fuck her.
Oh.
I'm gonna destroy somebody. I have new motivation now. I was fine, now I'm gonna I gotta get hugely famous or rich or powerful, something, and fucking put my foot on someone's neck.
How many people?
I got a list brewing, growing.
You have a list. Have you? You've had people on the list that you've dropped off, though, right?
Yeah, time seems to, for me anyway.
Time heals.
I mean, I just don't give a shit anymore. And also, time, a lot of times, you don't have to do anything.
They get taken down on their own.
They get taken down on their own.
All right. Why don't you do the read?
I thought you were going to do it.
You're better at it.
Oh, my God, but I'm not a man.
I mean, here, you want me to do it? Nah, you better do it. But there's no time code. How long have we been doing this podcast, you think, so far?
I don't know. 19 minutes?
All right, so I'll say around 19. I mean, I could do it. Okay, here. You ready? Because I really... Well, here.
I'll do it.
No. Okay, you do it. You sound better at these.
Well, I just want to start...
You can do it, and then I'll do it if you want.
I'd like to start off by saying that every day most people put on clean underwear. Most people do that.
I always do it.
I don't
want
to talk about it, my daughter.
I always do it.
You always put on clean underwear.
Sometimes I wear two different pairs of underwear in a day, but go ahead.
Yeah, you change more than once if you need to. You just grab something, you go about your day... you know, you just take something that gets the job done. I don't care what it looks like. I really more into comfort. Listen, with the help of our sponsor, Mac Weldon, and a special 20% off deal with the promo code WIFE, WIFE, you can get comfort and style and convenience for a great price. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. They are a premium men's brand with a smart design and comfortable fabric. No more tidy whities, no more ill-fitting boxers, just comfort and style with everything they offer. Mack Weldon promises they'll be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. They got a whole line of stuff. Amazing. Check out MacWeldon.com and start exploring. It's easy, and it ships right to your door. You'll get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E.
Capital.
All caps. And if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. But you're going to like them. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. It's good for working out, going to work, going out on dates. Just everyday life, you're going to want to have a pair of these on, dudes. They even have a liner of silver underwear and shirts.
They have a line of silver underwear.
Oh, they also have a line of silver underwear and shirts that naturally eliminate odors. Wow. I mean, you know, girl, you doing something with somebody that's got some dirty ball smell. Not nice. You know what I'm saying? So you better get your man some silver underwear. It's MacWeldon.com, and you'll get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code WIFE, for clothing that's comfortable, convenient, and stylish. Mack Weldon, that's MackWeldon.com.
See, you do those so much better than me. You're a professional.
Well, I've made it through all 12 years of school. No higher learning per se, but.
So you're saying I didn't make it through 12
years? I mean,
what
did you do, 9?
No, I did
10?
11.
Did 11?
I didn't go to class in the last 3. But I hung out.
Well, how could you then, if you didn't go to class, I don't understand.
Well, I went to some classes, but I went just to hang out, party at school. I went to Woodstock.
Sounds like you got a little privilege
for
being the only white dude in the school. They're like, we can't have the white dude be the only guy that's dropping out.
I did drop out.
Got a little white privilege there in your high school, sounds like.
I'm gonna go.
Do you think you got privilege?
In where, in life?
in your high school?
Not at all. I wasn't the only white guy.
There was very few. Yeah. I went to your high school reunion.
Yeah. But no, I didn't get any privilege.
There was a white guy who was the only other white guy really at the reunion,
no,
right?
No, there was about 5 or 10.
Well, the one I met was a photographer in D.C.
He was?
Pretty sure.
Who?
I don't remember the guy's name.
Well, anyhow.
No, I only remember him because everyone else was black. Now I sound so racist.
Why do you sound racist? If that's what it was, if you went into a room and there's 100 black people and one white person, and you go, oh, I remember the white person because everybody else was black, how does that sound racist? That's a fact. That's what happened. If you did it, if you twisted it in a very politically correct way and go, oh, I went into a room.
I remembered all 100 black men, but not one of the white guys.
Not the one white guy. Listen, there was 100 people of color. I hate when people say that.
Why?
Of color.
Why?
It just, it.
You don't like changing at all, do you?
No.
One thing I remember from that reunion was you were looking at a woman.
You said this before.
I know, but it's fascinating to me because the woman was clearly in her 50s at that time.
Yes.
Late 50s.
She was one of the hottest girls.
And you told me she was one of the hottest girls. And I could see by the way you were looking at her that you still saw the hotness.
From back in her youth.
Was she using a walker?
No.
Cane? Something.
No.
She was hobbling around.
No.
I could see none of it. I kept trying to look at her and see the hotness in there.
I couldn't see it on the internet.
But you could see it still. You went over and talked to her. You were like, I gotta go talk to her.
I talked to everybody.
I know, but.
I mean, I did a show there.
It's fascinating.
I did a show.
That's right. You killed. You remembered things from your high school. I could never have done that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is something you're good at. See, there's one thing you're good at.
What? Remembering things from my high school?
Yes. People were loving it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just...
You did almost the entire show.
Crap.
Where was that? At some Ramada Inn ballroom or something? There was a big room, and people were just standing there, and you went up.
No, they were sitting at tables. I stood.
Oh, yeah, there was tables. That's right. I was standing because I got there
late.
You didn't
see the show?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. I got there right before you went on.
I don't think so.
I did because I remember you talking about, people kept coming up and talking to me about the show, and I'd seen the show.
Oh.
You killed.
Oh, it was great. Because I was talking to people, remembering what
you were. You were pointing out people, talking about them. You were talking about the janitor, or that teacher there, or whatever. People, just all inside jokes. Everyone was killing themselves. I knew nothing that was going on, but yeah, you didn't do any regular jokes. You just did on your high school, which was what 20 minutes on your high school. That was amazing.
But I ad-libbed it all.
Ad-libbed every minute of it.
It was fun. That was fun. That was fun. Yeah, let's talk more about how good I am.
Okay. Sure, you're good. What is something you're not good at? High school. You're good at talking about it, not good at it, right?
What do you mean? I was good at it. I was good. I got along.
I don't understand. Because
I got, you know, because you like, look at high school, as I got along with everybody in school, so it gave me people skills. People go to school for different things. There's book skills, there's people skills.
Wait, are you trying to tell me, though, that everyone liked you in your high school?
I got along
people
with
didn't think you were an asshole?
No, I wasn't an asshole back then. I got along with people.
When you did know, you become, because you were still drinking and stuff, so you were fun?
I was a fun guy. I played sports up till, you know, whenever.
You passed out?
Mm-hmm. No, I played sports throughout my little league and Pop Warner with it, you know, and I was just, you know, and then I sold pot or I smoked pot or, you know, I just got along because I grew up in the town with everybody. You grow up with those, you know, your people since fourth or third or fourth grade, then you go through fifth grade with them and junior high.
And, we know how school works. Yeah, you know. Thank you. It's a in chronological order.
So I, you know, I just got along. I got along with people, white, black, people of color, just everybody, you know.
But now you, when you're selling drugs and all that, what about
not drugs, pot.
Pot, okay. Well, was your mom aware of this?
It wasn't a big drug dealer. I sold
okay, but
a
I'm
pot
just saying,
just
did your mom
my...
know you were having struggles in school, not going, et cetera, et cetera?
Of course. She would say, get up for school, or I go, no.
I get you up had big there. Fights with your mom?
No.
Some rows?
Some what?
Do you have fight?
Some rows.
That's what you call a fight?
A row?
Yeah.
Nobody calls a fight a row. Did you get a row? Are you fucking weird? What? Don't bring that Canadian-ness into my house. My daughter, one of my daughters did her, what, that DNA, what is it? The
23andMe?
Yeah. She said she's 49% Jewish or whatever, so I kind of think she's my kid. So far, the oldest one is mine, I would imagine, right?
Well, how do they tell that she's what religion she is?
I don't know. Some type of Jew. I don't want to do it and match myself with my kids. What if they don't all match? Isn't that crazy? What if they don't match?
You don't have to worry about them anymore.
What if I
right?
Did?
If you found out, let's say you found out Ellen wasn't yours, would you just completely ignore her from now on?
I told her on the phone that I'm not paying for her wedding. She's on her own. Oh, fuck. Next Monday. Wait, what Monday?
I've asked a serious
Monday,
question.
Listen.
I'd like a serious answer.
When are you leaving to L.A.? What day?
Monday.
I have to drive her into New York, a truck. I'm not going to be able to do it Monday.
Why not?
Because you're not going to be here.
Right.
So how could I drive her truck into New York, her moving van, her U-Haul van?
And take a train back.
It's not. Well, I got to be back by 4 o'clock.
So? You got all day.
Oh, I got to talk to her. We got to do it early.
Even if you went in at noon, you could get back in time. It makes, I don't know what your
I don't know.
Issue
I gotta,
is.
I have a lot of issues about this now.
The problem is that you can't get your car to the train station.
Yes, they can meet me there with a truck at the train station.
Wait, Ellen, why doesn't Ellen just drive her own truck in?
She's not driving. She said she's the one driving New York with a U-Haul truck.
Well, what about her fiance?
No, he's at work. Her mother's driving with. They're driving from Texas.
They just need you to drive in New York.
Yeah, they're driving from Texas.
Wait, Kelly can't drive in New York?
I don't know. They're driving from Texas to New Jersey with her furniture.
How big is the U-Haul?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, if you're tuning in for personal conversations, you've come to the right place.
What?
We're discussing.
No, it just hits me that things I can and can't do sometimes during this podcast. You know, and sorry.
And, well, if you find out before Monday that she's not your kid, then you
have
can.
You get, do you get those on your hand?
Rich.
Go ahead.
Do you have ADHD?
No. Go ahead.
If
she's not my kid, I still love her.
Are you still going to drive the U-Haul in New York?
No. I'm not going to do anything ever again, but I love her.
You just, what? No more birthday gifts? You're done?
No. Are you kidding me?
She's your kid, right? Regardless.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Oh, you're
what.
Saying that because if when I check Raina, you're trying
now,
to set me up for Raina.
Oh, here we go.
Right? Is that what you're trying to set me up for?
I want you to do it. I want you to. I've tried to swab before.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I got a DNA test once. You wouldn't do it.
You didn't get it. I got it. And I threw it out.
Whatever, do it.
No.
But what kind of man? Like,
see, here you go. You don't set me up to say do it and then go, you're an asshole.
No, but you just say that you bought it, which I don't remember that you bought it.
You probably bought it. I don't know who bought it. I didn't do it.
I know, but if you're going to buy, like I don't even get having that rattling around in my brain all the time.
Because, you know, like all men know, you know, a woman knows it's hers.
I feel bad for you, though. But I guarantee you think all men do it, like think, is it mine? Is it mine? Is it mine? All men, I guarantee you not all men do it.
Do you know what? I just saw on a TV show that the baby looks exactly like the father when they come out.
That was in Yellowstone.
Was it in Yellowstone?
Yeah.
When did they, why was it? I don't remember. Remember what part of Yellowstone?
So go look at the baby pictures.
No. I'm out of that kind of anxiety mode.
You're still in it because you've brought it up on this podcast a few times.
No.
Oh, what if you did it and she's not? Oh, I think she is mine. You just said she's 49% Jewish, which I think is bullshit. I think she just fed you a line because I don't think 23andMe is going to be like, you're Catholic. It's not that kind of a test.
You want me to call and put her on the speakerphone?
No, I'm saying it's. She might say she it's. Some kind of like
some type
Polish
of
or something.
No, it's a,
what region that you hail from?
Whatever. I don't.
There might be a big Jewish contingency there, but they're not going to be able to tell if you believe in God or you've been to temple. I mean, that's ridiculous.
What if it's a big scam and they just sit there and they go, oh, like,
they just type stuff in. They Google you. Let's make him the dad.
They look at you and they go, oh, he looks Irish.
He
looks Scottish.
I'm going to give 10% Irish.
Okay, so let's move on.
No, I don't want to. You brought it up.
I was happy to hear she said she's 49%.
See, that's the thing. You didn't say like, well, of course. You brought it up, I guess. So now I can sleep better at night because now I know.
I'm one out of three. So
far, 26 years I've been.
She's 28.
28 years I've been thinking, oh.
Well, right now I'm one out of three.
Is Jessica 30?
28.
Oh, no, I thought you said it was Ellen.
No.
Oh, Ellen's 26.
I'm one out of three. Two more down, two more to go. Whoa, not right now. She's
so
not doing
it
one.
Is, it does weigh on you.
It weighs on, huh?
Why?
I don't want to get into details.
I feel bad for you. Your brain runs the ship, unfortunately, and your brain's not trustworthy.
Bobby said I'm crazy yesterday on his podcast.
Well, then, if Bobby's calling you crazy, there's a little bit of an issue.
One, he said, who buys a car on their wife's birthday?
Why does he listen to these? Sometimes he calls me to tell me something. I'm like, I don't even remember doing it.
I wish I had half of the motivation in life that Bobby has. He's like a...
You have motivation for other things.
No, but listen.
Golf, steps.
He.
Finding out if your kid is yours.
He is.
Do you think Bobby thinks his kid is his?
He has a lot of knowledge. And he's dumb, but he has so much knowledge about things. And you wouldn't think a dumb guy would have that much knowledge. Like,
why do you say he's dumb? I don't think he's dumb at all.
Oh, he's dumb.
I mean, but one time I asked him, he was saying draw. I said, like he meant a drawer.
Yeah.
I said, how do you spell it? He said, D-R-A-W. And then I was like, it really threw me. Because.
What he thought a drawer is D-R-A-W?
Yes.
He's dumb, but he's smart. Like he knows so much about.
But up until that point, I'd really thought he was very, very bright. Like off the charts bright. But when he spelled draw, I had to drop it down a little.
He. Like knows about camping and hiking and what are you laughing? And he knows about.
I mean,
he knew about snakes. I was talking to him about snakes.
Okay, but that's what I look. I think Bobby's really smart. But if you're dumb, you can know about like that's what dumb people know about.
About snakes and hiking,
camping and stuff. Yes.
No. He knows.
Yes. Like how to survive in the wild. Like
no, he's smart. He knows computers and all technology. You know,
I know. That's why I thought he was so smart.
He is. He's
got a lot of different pockets of knowledge, I guess.
he's dumb smart. You know what I mean?
He's the smartest of the dumb guys. Would that be fair?
No, because I'm the smartest of the dumb guys. I'm so much smarter.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm smarter in different ways than him. You know what I mean? All right, so let's move on. But he has a lot of knowledge. I got to hand it to him. He's good at building. You know, he's got some knowledge. I mean, I could do all that shit too. You know, I used to build. And,
oh, my God. There's nothing you can't do.
You're lucky you found me. You're lucky you found
me. What about this table, remember? I want a new table. We should document this. I'm going to take a picture of the table. Rich won't get me a new table, even though it's completely,
done. No, it's not done. It just needs to be sanded. I got to go buy a belt sander.
Well, that's going to cost as much as a new table.
No, a belt sander doesn't cost that much. I mean, I could sand it by hand.
Where are you going to take it to sand it? In here?
No, it's going to get right everything. Outside.
You're going to take this table outside.
Yeah, run an extension cord and sand the top, just the top.
Why just the top?
Because, and then I'll stain it and varnish it. It'll
but
look
great. Then it won't match.
It'll look good. There's,
you think a two-tone table is going to look good?
It'll be Art Deco. Let me tell you, I'll get. You don't think I can get the stain close? Yes, I'll get it to match. Relax.
Well, if you get it close, it's going to look worse than if you actually do it a totally different color, I think.
I don't know. I'll look at it once it's sanded down.
Oh, my God. So cut to 6 months from now, I'll have a brand new table.
No.
This is how I'm going to get it.
Take a picture of it today.
He's going to try to...
Take a picture of it today. Maybe I'll do it next week.
But look at the chairs also.
The chairs are great. I had these redone.
They're all like...
What?
Rubbed down.
Oh, the chairs are
worn
good.
Worn out.
These chairs are...
I don't want to throw this whole thing away.
I don't either.
I would like to have this as my desk someday.
It'd be a great desk.
But where do we put it till we get our new home?
I don't even want to get into the new home that you're forcing my hands not to get it. Every time I show her something, I go by the inside, not the outside. The inside. 3 bedrooms and a basement. That's all I want.
Well,
no carpet. It's got to be wooden floors.
If the outside's nice, then I'll go inside and check the inside.
Well, whatever.
People, listen. That's a thing. You don't just move into a house that's on a shitty street or something. You look at all the factors. I'm looking at all the factors.
There's no... Look,
we'll find
right
it.
Here, my hand, my finger itches. Like it was itching here the other night. I scratched it until it turned into a cut. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How long do you think this has been going? It's been going long. I want to wrap this up.
Now I think about Bobby listening to our podcast and just being like, this is terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
Pick it up.
I was saying how smart he was.
No, you think that's all it takes for him to think that this is a good podcast?
Yeah. He's smart. He's funny.
No, you don't have to just compliment Bobby and then be like, well, that's a good podcast.
Oh, but, okay, yesterday I went to his house, right?
Yeah.
And did his live from the shed.
Yeah.
And then after it, his wife went out and bought cold cuts.
Oh, God.
And made sandwiches, you know.
You told me this and I'm horrified.
I don't think it's wrong. You are horrified? So she had wraps.
Well, I'm not that horrified because... I know Don probably expects... She knows you enough to know you're a weirdo. And Bobby, clearly, he's...
No, here's...
I'm sure they're like... They had like, woo, well, Rich acted exactly like we thought Rich would act.
No.
Well, this is so Rich. Well, right on brand there, Richard Voss.
No, let me get Bobby on speakerphone.
Just tell the goddamn story. First of all, hook up the thing... So we can take calls.
I would love to do that.
Are you good at that?
Yep. I bought...
Then how come you don't have it done?
It didn't work out.
Why not?
I have no idea.
Well, you're good at doing it though, right?
Yeah, I'll get that fixed.
Oh, God.
I want to take calls.
I know. Let's take calls. But you got to set it up. And you're good at it. You should be able to do it. No problem.
So I was at his house, and after we were done the podcast, we had lunch. His wife went out and bought all these cold cuts. So I had a turkey and Swiss on a wrap, you know, But I made it thin. So it was a couple of bites. It was delicious. I put some avocado spread on it.
Was that called guacamole?
Yeah, guacamole and mustard. And it was
good. Ooh, sounds awful.
It's not awful. You're awful.
Guacamole and mustard?
Yeah. So I ate it, but it was small, and there was a couple bites, and I was still hungry. I could have easily made another one. They wouldn't have cared, right?
Of course. You should have made another one, yeah.
And I did make another one, but I said, you know what? I'm going to play golf. Let me bring it there, because
You took something to go.
Yeah. A little sandwich.
From a friend's house.
Yeah. And he got me a...
Right on brand there, Richard Voss.
But he got me this
right
gift
on
card.
Brand.
He got me a gift card, because I did his podcast, to this driving range, you know, which was very nice of him. But the driving range is by his house, which is 2 hours from my house.
Right.
So I said, look, this is very nice, but give this to Paul Verzi, who lives by you, and he could use it. I don't want it to go to waste, because if I take it home, just like I did his podcast, and he had these wallets, these cool wallets, and he was going to give me one, and they're like $80, and then I go, well, I'll never use it. It'll go to waste. So I didn't take it.
Well, this is you're growing.
And so, but I don't know if he was offended that I didn't take
the gift card.
The gift card, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, no, yeah. Listen, he didn't take the gift card, but he made a sandwich to go from our home.
Hello? Hello? We're doing our podcast, and you're on speakerphone.
Oh, Jesus, what'd I do now?
Nothing. I was saying how smart you are in life. And, yeah. I mean,
you called him dumb many times.
No, but I said he's smart. He's so smart. He's the smartest of the dumbest.
No, the smartest of the dumb guys? And you said, no, I'm the smartest of the dumb guys.
Yeah, but I said how good Bobby is at...
He listens to the podcast, so no matter what you say, he's going to hear.
Okay, I was bragging about you, especially...
You sound like it, to be honest.
I was, but I was saying...
I don't know if I'm... It just doesn't sound...
You're not that dumb, apparently. You can read through it. You can see. You can read between the lines.
I can kind of feel the vibe right now. Listen, Voss.
What?
If you're I will give you the smartest of the dumbest. As long as I am... I'd rather be the dumbest of the smartest than the smartest of the dumbest.
Mm-hmm. Very astute. Very astute, Bobby.
But Bob...
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can have whatever title you want.
Rich was telling me about Live from the Shed, and yesterday he called me after he left and said that, here, you put it over here.
Oh.
He can hear.
He can.
And said that, he said, I took a sandwich to go. And
I don't understand. Listen. I'm looking at his hands. There's three diamond rings, gold diamond rings. There's a Rolex.
As he's wrapping up his next sandwich to go.
He's got a BMW. He's got a $3,000 set of clubs, but one of four or something. One of four sets.
Five.
Five, sorry. He's probably got a $300 jumpsuit on. He's got a chain. I mean, he's sitting there eating.
He looks like he looks like he just finished auditioning for like a new Backstreet Boys revival or something.
Yeah. Well, if they were bringing like doing The Wire, in Jersey during the 80s, he would be like not a top dog, but like one of the. He'd be like one of the dogs, like the middle guys that get
killed. Yeah, run across the street and let them know the cops are coming. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's on the corner. He bullies the younger kids, but he gets bitched out by the top older guys. And then one of the younger kids kills him and takes his spot.
In the drug game, there's no older guys than Rich. I'm sorry.
So, you know, my wife bought all this food. And she made sure she bought Voss turkey because she knows that he doesn't eat meat. She made sure that she had food for everybody because my wife,
she's
just,
great,
you know, a caring person, you know. And he made his sandwich, and it's fine. And then he left. He made another sandwich and left one piece of turkey on the thing.
Why?
I didn't want to look.
My wife doesn't get mad.
No, I said Don knows him. I said she probably is like, well, that's Rich Voss.
No.
You know? No, she wasn't. She went, Voss, what do you eat that? Why would you leave that?
I didn't want to look greedy.
Oh, God.
She ate all the turkey.
I didn't realize.
And then he goes, I'm going to take this with me. I was like, what? You just showed me a knot of $700 in your pocket. Cash. $700. You could go to Quiznos, Subway, KFC. You could go any Jimmy, whatever sandwich you want, you could fucking buy fucking 500 times.
Anywhere we are in New York City, he has to go to the cellar to eat because it's free. It's so annoying.
No, I like
the food. Do you like the food? Literally, he's had 4,000 meals there, and he's still like, oh, let's go to the cellar.
Look, I love the cellar food, but I'm down to the borscht, okay?
Yeah, I mean...
I can't eat. Look, then he goes like this, Bonnie. That's not even the worst part of it. He's taking a sandwich to go, and then my wife gives him just a brand new Ziploc bag to put his homeless sandwich
in.
And he goes, no, I use the bag that the meat came in.
Yeah, why waste a good bag?
Yeah.
And I go, well, we still have one slice of turkey that has to go back in that bag.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Hang it, like put a thumbtack in the wall with it?
But it's like, Voss, stop making me have to deal with your shit. Take my fucking Ziploc.
Yeah, and also, you know, that's the thing he doesn't understand is that, you know, when someone offers you something, like, she's gone into the house and gotten a Ziploc and brought it to you, and you're like, no, she has to go now, take that Ziploc back and put it away in the house. It's like, just take the fucking Ziploc.
Stop acting like you're honorable because you didn't take a brand new Ziploc.
You're taking a fucking sandwich to go.
Well, can I...
Honor's out the window, you hunk of shit.
Can I explain the reason I took it to go?
No, we know why. Because you were golfing and you knew you were going to get... You know, listen, we understand how crazy you are.
I'm going to get hungry on the course.
Oh, really? Is that why you took it to go? Thank you for enlightening us on what fucking sandwiches do for you.
Boss,
well, let me tell you why I was taking it to go. I wanted to be in my car and shove it up my ass in private. That's why. I mean, what other fucking reason I took it to go so that I could give it to the golf pro so he would suck my cock? He loves a turkey sandwich. Only two slices, though. Three slices, he won't do it.
That's funny, buddy.
What the
fuck? You can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's why I take a piece of cake to go.
Let me explain to you why I eat cake. It's got sugar in it. It tastes good. Oh, is that why? Oh, thank you for telling us that.
You can't wear all the rings and brag about the Beamer and the Rolex, and I ain't got money.
No bag. Please.
Get sandwiches to go. Fuck you. Okay?
She was bringing the bag not for your fucking sandwich, but so you could put your head in it and suffocate.
Bonnie's closing on that one because she turned her head like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, yeah.
Anyhow.
Good job. It was fun yesterday.
Yes. And I appreciate the gift card and all that, and I thought it was very... Honorable.
Bonnie.
I'm not going to take a bag, and I'm not going to take a gift card, and I'll tell you why. Paul Verzi lives around here.
We bought... Don went and got him a gift card.
Oh! You didn't tell me that.
He didn't take it.
No, because he doesn't understand. He honestly thinks he's honorable not taking... When, you know, in Japan, if you get a gift... You have to take the gift. That's honorable. No matter if you need it or not, that's like what you do. You thank the person profusely, and then you have to give them a gift back. Then they have to take that gift. They okay. can't say no to it. Hey, then hey, they have to give a gift back. It goes on forever fucking lifetime.
If I was in Japan, I would have taken the gift card. But
you know what, boss?
What?
Can I say something?
What?
Dawn didn't really want the gift card back. You know what she rather would have had? She would have rather had turkey for Max's sandwich yeah. this morning.
Max is crying. Only one slice?
Yeah. Max had to eat ham because you're an asshole, you piece of shit. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
See, no, that's the truth,
see,
though.
He agrees with me.
It's polite when someone gives you something to take it. That's why it's hard if somebody like offers you shit you don't want, because it's like,
no, it's not.
The politest thing to do is to take it.
Listen to me. I would have wanted it.
I understand why you didn't want it. However, I'm just explaining to you the polite thing to do is to accept a gift graciously. Thank you so much. This means so much to me. And then for you to give it to Paul later.
Oh, I should have done that. Ooh.
Do you want to call and say something to him?
No, he must have been in a hurry. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So. What should you say to him? So.
I'm going to.
So.
Can you, I wish I could send turkey and cheese to somebody.
I will send them a turkey and cheese basket. There is such a thing.
No.
I'm going to send it to them.
No. All right, we got to wrap this up.
Oh, no pun intended, bitches.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Look.
No, I know you didn't.
This weekend, I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend, Governor's on Friday, McGuire's on Saturday. Go to richvoss.com. And thank you for listening.
Oh, on October 3rd is our next show in New Brunswick at the Stress Factory. We're building this into a really fun show. So come, these are the early show. The first one was really fun. This third one is Stavros from Cumtown is
right.
going to be on it. Oh, really?
All right. Yeah.
No, you're like this. Oh, you'll fucking do your. Are you kidding me right now?
No.
You'll go on and on for hours about Maryland, Tennessee. And also on December 22nd, I will be in Chicago. If we have any listeners there, you should come to the North Bar December 22nd.
Cool. Well, thank you for, don't you hate when people...
October 3rd, Stress Factory.
All right.
It's the first Wednesday of every month.
And it's a fun show. I've done it.
You're going to do it again on October 3rd.
I'm the draw.
You're going to be doing new material. It's a great place for good comics to do new material.
All right. We're going to wrap this up, huh? Say goodbye,
Goodbye,
All right. Go to, Patreon.com, whatever. Just do whatever. Voss Roast. VossRoast.com. I gotta go. Bye.
I'm just saying, like, should I bring that up every time or?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, there's certain things we just do that, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really get credit for. But if you want credit for the light bulbs, make sure you tell me every time you do it and I will. I'll make you some special meal or something, I guess. What do you want tonight? I'll make you a special meal for.
All right, we got to wrap this up. You have any more good ones real quick?
When you almost hit a deer.
And I saved your life.
You just, the best part of it was, is that I go, oh my God, you're a really good driver. And you went, why? Amy Schumer's publicist joke.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like one of those things where you could only tell your wife, and we can't even tell the joke now. It's that upsetting. It's not mean to Amy, but.
Yeah.
When you called and told me that joke, that was one of the best moments of our marriage.
No.
It's very, very funny. I've only told two people. There's only like just a handful of people that you could ever tell that joke.
Did they laugh?
Yes. Get when you gave our movie to the guy at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then binge watching The Wire together.
Yeah. All of those are in my list too.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a lot in my list. You know, when we used to drive home and
oh, here we go. Things that he just thought. Here's here now. We've finished Bonnie's list of things that she thought about all afternoon, and now
I thought about mine.
Now it's time for things Rich just thought of.
No, that's not true. I thought of when we were driving home and you were throwing up and I was holding your hair back.
No, that's not a good moment.
For me, it was.
You pulled over and went into the
store to get you pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
You didn't give me pretzels.
Yeah.
You got me Funyuns. You got
and
me Funyuns.
And pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
That is the dumbest thing. That's like definitely you haven't drank in fucking 400 years.
No.
You don't eat while you're throwing up. It's too late at that point. It's too late to soak up the alcohol. So you let me sit in the parking lot. My head hanging out. I saw people's shoes going by and I heard people going, oh God, look at this. I heard people saying stuff like that. And I couldn't stop throwing up. My husband went to get me Funyuns. Because you know how that helps when someone's throwing up.
All right, we got to go. This weekend, listen, I got Omaha coming up, Funny Bone.
Oops.
Just go to richvoss.com. All my tour dates. We moved the governor's date, the beginning of October, October 5th and 6th. October 5th at Governor's, Levittown. October 6th, McGuire's. Then I got Omaha Funny Bone. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com, Patreon. We're going to start putting more stuff on Patreon. And thank you, Bonnie, for being my wife. You bring a lot of enjoyment into my life. A lot of happiness.
I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here to fix you.
And a lot of anger.
It's been a fucking brutal road. Can I do my dates or no?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm coming to Chicago on the 22nd at the North Bar. December 22nd. I know it's a little early to start plugging that, but it's a door deal, so I gotta. And the first Wednesday of every month, doing a new show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. And so the next one is October 3rd. Stavros is on that one. And so is Rich.
Oh, how'd you get him?
He's big.
I know. All right. Listen, I got to go.
October 3rd, Stress Factory. Right. It's
a
fun
you.
Night.
Thank you. Hey.
$10. Super cheap.
Don't you hate when people, like, when you're done with something, hey, thanks for playing.
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.